Well, hi, my name is Michael Allegretti, editor of publicsectorinc.org, and I'm pleased to be joined today by a frequent PSI contributor, Christian Schneider. Christian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Christian's, of course, a senior fellow at the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute and a contributor to the Yankee Review, a project of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Christian, there was obviously an election on Tuesday in Wisconsin.
And that's what I hear.
Scott Walker won. Let me ask you, why do you think he won?
Well, there are any number of reasons why he won. First of all, I think there was enough time between his introduction of his collective bargaining changes, which is really what kind of got everything going in the first place. So there's enough time between that and the recall election that people really started to see his reforms in work and see that their kids are going to actually get educated and their garbage is going to be picked up, and there wasn't really going to be any major disruption in service. So I think people started to see that his reforms were working, and won as a result. I mean, it was there were a lot of people that were absolutely convinced that he was going to be taken out, but he overcame it in the end.
And let me ask you, those reforms, what do you think the kind of most important aspects of them are in terms of which reforms contribute most directly to the fiscal, maintaining the fiscal solidarity and solvency of the state of Wisconsin?
Well, it was definitely requiring the state and local government employees to pitch in a little bit more for health care and to contribute something at all to their own pensions. Those moves saved the state about $1.2 billion. So it was definitely those reforms that kind of got state back on strong fiscal footing. And, even in a budget where Walker had to cut about $3.6 billion in order to make up that deficit, because of those reforms, he was even able to add more money, over $1 billion back into Medicaid. And, so I think people got the idea that if public employees had a pretty good ride up to this point, but in a time of fiscal distress, that it just was unsustainable.
And is it fair to say that since this budget repair bill, one aspect of it was budget cuts state aid followed by or in addition to this reform of collective bargaining, that the gains for localities in Wisconsin, most of them are yet to come? Is that accurate?
I think so. But, in a lot of cases, what he was able to do, he was able to reduce aid to, say, school districts by about $800 million. And then through those new contributions by teachers, be able to make that money up. And then on top of that, there were reforms such as teachers were forced to buy their health insurance, or districts were forced to buy their health insurance through the teacher's own health insurance plan. Now they don't have to do that, and so districts are able to save tens of millions of dollars in some cases by putting their health care bids out on the open market. So in the future, even more are going to move in that direction. And yeah, I do think a lot of the reforms, the best is yet to come in some cases.
So what are the lessons then for other governors? Obviously, Ohio had an experiment with this that did not end well. Do they perhaps go for it again in Ohio, or are there other places you think which will now take up the fight for public sector labor reform?
Yeah, Ohio was an interesting case because their new law went to a public referendum before it actually went into effect, which is a big difference from here in Wisconsin. And also, their bill covered police and fire. So a lot of the ads that were run against the new law there were, people complaining that my house is going to burn down and there's going to be nobody there to save me and all that type of stuff. But I think, Ohio should see now that, in a place like Wisconsin where it's been in effect for over a year now, that things are going to be okay, that you can make it through. So, now there's some evidence on the table that that you can institute these types of reforms without any massive disruptions in service.
All right. Well, one last question for you. National implications of Tuesday's recall election and Walker's victory. Does it have an impact on the presidential race or on gubernatorial races anywhere in the country, in your opinion?
It should have an effect on the national race. What the recall enthusiasts ended up doing was really firing up the conservative base here in Wisconsin. I mean, we didn't go out there and you know, bang drums and dress like gorillas, but you know, they were fired up and went out to the polls. So that could make things a little bit more interesting for President Obama in November. And you know, he, quite frankly, he really needs Wisconsin to win. If he doesn't win Wisconsin, he's not going to win. And then in terms of for governors around the country, I mean, this is a message to them that you actually can take on the big government unions and survive. If, you know, there are plenty of states that need to get their fiscal house in order. One to our south, Illinois, is actually a perfect example of that. There couldn't be a stronger mm-hmm. contrast between the two. So it should be a message to other governors that you really can stick by your guns and survive. And in the case of Scott Walker, come out even more popular than you did going in.
Well, at least for this week, we all have hope of a brighter future for many states and cities based on a Wisconsin example. Christian, mm-hmm. I want to thank you for joining us. You could, of course, read Christian's work on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's website or from time to time at publicsectorinc.org. Thanks so much for joining us. Take care.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.